Page 4, Remembering Sam Janinski by Ken Metz. Quote, Samuel M. Janinski, a former Rand Corp mathematician and inventor, whose near blindness led him to help others cope with limited eyesight and become more self-sufficient, died June 26 at his Santa Monica home. He was 81. Janinski is survived by his second wife, Nancy Kronig, daughters Marcia and Judy, stepchildren Andrea Kronig Mandel, Mitchell Kronig, and Adam Kronig, and 4 grandchildren. Memorial donations may be sent to the Center for the Partially Sighted, 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90025. End quote, Los Angeles Times, July 12, 2009. Mr. Sam Janinski was a real pioneer in the field of vision loss and had various accomplishments through his long and productive life, eventually helping hundreds of thousands of legally blind persons read print. The reason Mr. Janinski was so able to help these individuals was due to the fact that even though he was legally blind all of his life, he graduated from MIT with a degree in engineering, which gave him the opportunity to invent the first CCTV. Throughout his life, Janinski worked hard to improve his invention so that persons with varying types of vision loss could continue to read print. These variations included contrast, such as white on black or black on white, and eventually led to having CCTVs produce color. Page 5, he was interested in helping partially sighted individuals utilize as much of their limited vision as possible and began a low vision clinic in Los Angeles called the Center for the Partially Sighted, CPS, in 1978. Besides starting this organization and continuing on its board until his death, Janinski also was a board member of the Junior Blind of America, working extremely hard for years as a chairperson of JBA's program committee. He constantly improved programs for special needs children, the summer camp in Malibu, Camp Bloomfield, the Student Transition Enrichment Program, or STEP, a program for teens and young adults ages 16 to 22, and even the Davidson Program for Independence, DPI, for blind adults 18 years of age and above. He developed the familiar circle and triangle signs on restroom doors so partially sighted people could find the right one. He was a founding member and first president of ACB's Council of Citizens with Low Vision International, CCLVI, which was established in July 1979. Janinski never failed to speak to various groups of students and or their families to teach them that blindness was an inconvenience rather than a disability, and made every effort through CCLVI and as a board member of both CPS and JBA to get to know as many students' patients as possible to motivate them and give lots of encouragement. Towards the end of his life, he lost his remaining vision but still learned how to use a computer and all of its peripherals with speech so that he could constantly stay on top of adaptive equipment for the blind and visually impaired. Janinski will be missed for all the knowledge he shared and for the kindness and enthusiasm with which he shared it.